This has been out there for 20 years, and most of us were completely unaware of it.
The people of the world have asked us to shine a light on a future promise and opportunity. Member states have responded with agenda.
It's Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. So this is not something that, you know, just a bunch of people are out there making up. This is real. It's a plan to remove humans and human activity from rural and suburban areas.
Let us today pledge to light the path to this transformative vision.
It's been implemented in our country, and it has been supported by every president ever since.
As president, I must put the interests of America first.
So you're going to be concerned about this not just as Americans, but as free human beings. And this is a world plan. It is a blueprint. It's the action plan to inventory and control all land, all water, all plants, all animals, all minerals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. It doesn't get any more comprehensive than that, does it? It's a global plan, but it's implemented locally. And this is what you need to know about it. It is implemented locally. It is in every single city, town, hamlet in the entire United States right now. We're not talking about something that's out there in the ether that's not impacting you today. It is happening now. It's the biggest public relations scam in the history of the world. But it is far more than that. It's the agenda for the 21st century, and it is a recipe for destruction. It enables and justifies monitoring and metering and restricting our energy and water usage, and you'll see that as smart meters, right? Sinking our economy, bleeding our transportation budget with high-cost trains to nowhere, revamping the school system by inserting sustainable development principles into every course from pre-kindergarten all the way to postgraduate school, declaring our public lands off-limits to humans, changing every land use document in the nation to require high-density housing in city centers to more easily monitor, surveil, and control us. It's a global totalitarian state, and it is happening now. It's happening without any flashing lights. You're not going to see it called Agenda 21. It's a stealth plan, and it's happening in plain sight. Every takeover has its own philosophy, and this one does too, and it's called communitarianism. It's the overarching political and social philosophy that goes with this plan. It's communitarianism.
Only on Johnny Bigger.
And what is that? It says that the individual's rights have to be balanced with the rights of the community. Now, our Constitution guarantees us our individual rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, whatever that may be. But communitarianism says that it's all for the common good, that the individual's rights need to be balanced with the rights of the community. Now, we don't know what the community's rights are because they're not delineated. They're not written anywhere. They can change at any time. They're those amorphous rights that it's living, it's growing, it's moving, it's changing, it's whatever they say it is. So you're going to balance your individual rights with the rights of the community, and guess what? The individual always loses. The community's rights are always heavier. There's more community than there is individual. We're all individuals, but together we're the community. Who speaks for us is the question, right? A crisis is created, okay? And then a solution is posed. The balance between these is the new normal. Now, you never would have agreed to that new normal if it weren't for that heavy crisis. But now you got to do something, right? You're in a panic. And now, without that crisis pressuring you, you would never have accepted that new solution. They came back, 1992, with Agenda 21. This is it. It's a real thing, believe it or not. It is an inventory and control plan. This is what they do. They're inventorying you, your use of energy. It's what you take in and what goes out. They're monitoring and measuring cities. The two parts of Agenda 21 are imposed, and that is smart growth, which is moving populations into concentrated city centers and restricting mobility, where we can be more easily monitored, controlled, and surveilled. And the other part, the wildlands, and that's getting people out of rural areas and suburban areas, blocking their access to wilderness, roads, and resources, and shifting land ownership from private to public. This is what this is about, is taking away our private land ownership. All totalitarian states share the same characteristics. Total control of property and means of production. Total information, surveillance, loss of free speech and restricted movement. They also share a philosophy, a common philosophy, and that is the philosophy that it's all for the common good. Yes, the individual is selfish. It's all for the common good. And what else? It's the Spartan present. Austerity. You've got to restrict your usage. You've got to reduce your usage. This is not about conservation. This is not about the environment. This is about inventory and control of you.
Only on Johnny Bigger.
This is a takeover of our nation. This is an administrative coup d'etat. And it is happening right now. And we are really in the end game now. This is what it looks like. It's worldwide. This is an unelected shadow government, and it is sold to you as an economic driver. That's what you're told. You can't compete. Little Dover, you're not going to be able to compete unless you join together in a region. It's the region. It's all about the region, right? This non-existent, unelected board and commission. These regional plans are the same all across the United States. It doesn't matter which city it is. It's all the same plan. Now, we're paying millions and millions of dollars to consultants to come up with these plans, these regional plans that are directing and restricting what we can do with our land. They have climate action plans as part of them. Some of those climate action plans say that you can't have drive-throughs anymore. You like stopping to grab something on your way somewhere? No, no, no. That is not walkable and bikeable. I don't know. I guess you can't ride your bike through there. Okay, no more drive-throughs in my town. This is coming your way. You haven't seen it here yet? You will. Okay, this is where it goes. This is all part of sustainable development. This is, I haven't gotten off topic one time. This is sustainable development, Agenda 21, sustainable development, restricting, controlling, inventory. This is it. They're using our money. They're taking our money. They are sinking our economy. This is designed to fail. That's what's so incredible about it. When you see these regions, you're going to see livable community partnerships, sustainable communities, one planet communities. These are all part of Agenda 21. So here's the other piece of Agenda 21, and that is the wildlands. And excuse me, but that's where you live. That's right. That's where we are, the wildlands. It's a plan to remove humans and human activity from rural and suburban
Only
areas.
On Johnny Bigger.
Now, they use extreme population projections to say, hey, we're eating up all the farmland. We're building all over our farmland. We can't let that happen. You look around at each other because you are looking at the resistance. This is what the resistance looks like. And we are all across the country. And we're a lot stronger than we think. We really are. So, get yourself educated on what's going on. You want to read your plans. It's boring, yeah, but you know what? It isn't. There's nothing more exciting than being involved with your government, with your life, with what's happening to you.